The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 60. Cook your fish carefully. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 60.
治大国 若烹小鲜.
Governing a large state is like cooking a small fish.
以道利天下, 其鬼不神. 非其鬼不神, 其神不伤人. 非其神不伤人, 圣人亦不伤人。夫两不相伤，故德交归焉.
When Tao prevails over the world, the demons lose their spiritual power. Not only do demons lose their spiritual power, the spirits do not hurt people. Not only do spirits not hurt people, the sage does not hurt people either, because neither party hurts, the is able to converge and return to its origin. Lao Tzu is really ramming his point home with this verse, which contains one of his most famous sayings. Just as you can't be heavy-handed in cooking a small fish, so too, a light touch is the best way to govern a large state. He invokes Tao to make the point that its natural state is non-doing, non-action. When both the spirit world and the human world are in harmony, then everything will follow its natural course. Here, Lao Tzu is invoking the concept of demons or spirits. According to the beliefs of the time, these may well refer to the spirits of dead ancestors, who like to have a say in our lives in the living world. Woe betide anyone who makes them angry. Or he may well be using them to represent the ills of society. When Tao prevails, these ills would fade away. No one gets hurt. Likewise, the sage should tread carefully in their actions and leave the work of Tao and its sidekick De to simply get on with doing what they do best.
The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.